for 2 hours of some of the greatest sounds on record.
I'm Carla Tracy from Davenport, and WVIK is my NPR station.
WVIK isn't just about listening, it's about engaging. With the WVIK app, you get breaking news, WVIK podcasts, and live radio, plus the Talk to Us feature, where you can share your thoughts and join the conversation. Your voice matters. Download the WVIK Quad Cities NPR app today and be part of something bigger.
Once again, it's time for The Swing Shift. And here we go again for another hour of music from the swing era. We're going to hear groups that you're not familiar with. For example, if you heard of Gene Gifford and his orchestra, you may have heard of Mez Mezro, but how about Frankie Newton and Wingy Minone? There'll be some of the people playing tonight on this edition of The Swing Shift. We're going to start tonight with music by Gene Gifford and his orchestra. Gifford was an arranger, and he put together a studio group collecting some really important people. For example, Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Maury Samuel on trombone, that's a name you may not know, but Matty Matlock on clarinet, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, we hear him often, Claude Thornhill piano, who later on was to have his own orchestra, and we'll hear his orchestra after a bit. Dick McDonough guitar, Pete Peterson bass, and Ray Baduke on drums. We'll hear vocals on Nothing But the Blues and Dizzy Glide, and in between we'll have a New Orleans twist. This is from 1935, Gene Gifford and his orchestra.
I woke up this morning, I had to pawn my shoes. I woke up this morning, I had to pawn my shoes. You know it was nothing but them same old blues. If things don't get better, I'm gonna have to write a letter to my home, my home. If things don't get better, I'm gonna have to write a letter home. If I don't get no answer, I'll have to carry on, have to carry on. Thank you. like a ship on the ocean, swims into motion. Start to sail right down that floor now. You turn that dizzy glide, swing like a top now. Don't ever stop now. Start to rock and roll some more somehow. You doing that dizzy glide, whirling around till the room gets hazy. Step it up, step it up. Going to town, you just can't be lazy when they play. Bet you'll say, swell syncopation. Talk of the nation. If you want a new sensation, start doing that dizzy glide.
Those are recordings I dare say you haven't heard before. Gene Gifford and his orchestra. Those recordings were made in 1935, and they're notable because Bunny Berrigan was playing trumpet, Matty Matlock clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor, Claude Thornhill playing piano, and Ray Baduke on drums. Gene Gifford, as I said, is an arranger, and he got Wingy Minone, who was a fine trumpet player, to do the vocal on that Dizzy Glide. Nothing But the Blues, New Orleans Twist, and Dizzy Glide. Recordings made in 1935. Claude Thornhill was the pianist in that orchestra. 12 years later, he had his own orchestra. We're going to hear a couple of recordings that he made at that time, Robin's Nest and Donna Lee. Claude Thornhill's orchestra was made up of people you probably don't know except for Barry Galbraith, who played guitar. And you'll hear a variety of soloists on these two selections, a good sample of the kind of music that was being played in the late war years, 1947. Thank you. Really unusual arrangements by Gil Evans. And in that second work that you heard, Donna Lee, a Charlie Parker tune, you also got to hear a fellow who joined the group, Lee Konitz, on alto sax. The clarinet was played by Danny Polo. And I mentioned Barry Galbraith. He did the guitar solo, recording some 1947 remarkably modern recordings, even for those days. Tonight we're doing a collection of different styles of swing band, but also taking a moment to remind you that we are a week away from our stint on the Fun Drive. That's coming up next Saturday. And want to alert you to the fact so that you'll be prepared to make your pledge. You can mail it in ahead of time. Or what's fun is if you call it in during the program next week or even go online and pledge by computer. It's always good to know that there are people listening and good to hear from them during Fun Drive, especially if you've never pledged before. Don't be bashful about that. You may have listened since we went on the air in 1980 and have never chosen a pledge. That makes no difference. The important thing is that you be with us, and we'll be asking you to join us next Saturday when we get into the Fun Drive. Well, the connections between the recordings we're hearing tonight are pretty close. We heard Wingy Minone, a trumpeter, doing a vocal with the Gene Gifford recording that we opened with. Now Wingy has his own orchestra. And in that orchestra, he has Matty Matlock and Eddie Miller in the reed section. Nappy LeMaire plays guitar, and once again, Ray Baduke on drums. This recording, or these recordings, were made in 1936. We're going to hear, let's see, about three of them. Swingin' at the Hickory House, Sing Me a Swing Song, and an old traditional Dixie tune called Panama, Wingy Manone and his orchestra. By the way, in those days, people weren't very sensitive to impairments. Wingy had one arm, and so he was called Wingy. Here he is with his band in 1936.
All the time, everybody's swinging, drinking, gin and wine.
Gin and wine.
Now 52nd Street is the place I know.
You know.
52nd Street is the place I know.
We all know.
'Cause the Hickory House is where I want to go. Yeah. Want you to croon soft and mellow. Let me warn you in advance. Sing me a swing song and let me dance. Oh baby, I don't want any moon bright and yellow. You can have your sweet romance. Sing me a swing song and let me dance. Let the trombone play some calm. I ain't caring what notes. Let the trumpet grab a horn. Brother, give me some of them hot notes. Oh baby, I don't want any tune. Give the rhythm then a chance. Sing me a swing song and let me dance. Oh, play it, Joseph, play it. Swing me a swing.
good dinner.
About halfway through the swing shift tonight, and of course we're reminding you that the fun drive is next week. I don't want to harp on that too much because we will certainly be doing it next week, but be prepared. We heard Wingy Minone's band back in 1936, Swinging at the Hickory House, Sing Me a Swing Song, and Panama. And as I mentioned, he had some people in the orchestra we heard earlier, Matty Matlock, Eddie Miller, Nappy LeMaire on guitar. He also sang with Minone on Swinging at the Hickory House. We're going to move now to 1941, recordings by Harry James and his orchestra. An interesting contrast. We will hear, first of all, the mole. And at that time, he had a considerable string section with the band. And then later on, it's more the traditional orchestra jazz ensemble. We hear the Mole, arranged by Leroy Holmes, and then Harry James' own arrangement of Friar Rock. Recordings made back in the mid-40s. In his orchestra, well, and in the Mole, you're going to hear Corky Corcoran playing a tenor sax solo, And then Friar Rot James cuts loose for a while. And Willie Smith will be featured on alto. And then I think, as I recall, Arnold Ross, the pianist, has a chance to make himself known. Two from the mid-40s, Harry James and his orchestra.
Thank you.
couple there from Harry James Orchestra, really kind of harmonically related, too. He had a hand in composing both. The Mole, which was arranged by the Roy Holmes, an interesting performance, where the string section had a predominant role in what is essentially a swing tune. And then that was in 41, then 45 he did Friar Rock, his own composition and his own arrangement. And in that you heard Harry James take a solo, as well as Willie Smith on alto sax. And also the pianist Arnold Ross got in there toward the end. Going back and doing a sampling of some recordings of bands you may never have heard of, along with some familiar ones. This is a lead-in to our big fun drive program next Saturday night, and we're counting on you being with us then and staying by the telephone. Right now we'll hear from another band I'm sure you've never heard before, Frankie Newton and his orchestra. Newton was a trumpeter who appeared with Mez Mezro, and I don't know if we're going to have time to hear his orchestra tonight. But he put together a group of his own, and Mezro brought his clarinet over and joined Newton's organization. Other people in the band were James P. Johnson, a great piano player from the old days. John Kirby played bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. Those are some of the names you might have recognized. We'll hear a couple tunes, Rosetta and The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Frankie Newton, whoever that is, and his orchestra. Thank you. That was Frankie Newton and his orchestra. Newton played trumpet. Mez Mesro played clarinet. Then you heard the great James P. Johnson on piano, Cozy Cole on drums, and John Kirby bass. And filling out the group, Pete Brown played alto sax and Al Casey guitar. Let's see now. Let's go to Erskine Hawkins. That particular recording was made in 1939, and the world does not acknowledge it today. However, Erskine Hawkins made a 1939 recording, which is still played today, Tuxedo Junction. That was his great work. And the recording he made in 1939 featured Hawkins as soloist, both at the beginning and end. You will also hear Willie Johnson on alto sax and Dud Bascom on trumpet. And then I believe that Haywood Henry has a clarinet solo in here as well. That'll be followed by Midnight Stroll with some of the same people doing solos. That recording was made in 1940. And next week, of course, is our big fun drive, and we're giving you a sampling of different styles. And we'll have an even more interesting program for you next week. So be sure to tune in and make your phone call and pledge. But right now, let's enjoy Tuxedo Junction, a very well-known recording dating back to 1939.
Thank you.
Erskine Hawkins and his band, recording in 1939 and in 1940. Tuxedo Junction, which is still a very familiar work and still performed today. Midnight Stroll, another Hawkins creation, not as well known. First recording made in 1939, the second in 1940. I mean, just listen again to the start of Tuxedo Junction. That is something classic. That little phrase was used in a commercial. It was that popular. They were willing to pay good money for it. And then the second theme. Yeah, great stuff. Erskine Hawkins. And that's a recording, as I say, that is still listened to today. I said we'd get around to Mez Mezro, and we barely can make it. He was a Chicago clarinet player, a very colorful guy. He was known at the time as a supplier of marijuana. And he put together a very interesting group. He had with him Willie the Lion Smith, great stride piano player. Down goes the derby, Willie would say, when he got down to work. Frankie Newton, whose band we heard before on trumpet, Mezro clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor, Al Casey guitar, Wellman Broad bass, and George Stafford drums. Those names are not too well known. This is a 1936 recording called Mutiny in the Parlor, Mez Mezro and his swing band. That's an interesting recording. You get to start off with Willie the Lion Smith, a great stride piano player. And somewhere in my collection, I have several LPs of Willie the Lion Smith playing solo, a formidable figure. And then two Chicago boys, Mez Mezro on clarinet and Bud Freeman on tenor, Bud Freeman of the Austin High Gang, a well-known group. And that ends the assortment of recordings we're playing in advance of our big fun drive program next week, and we hope you will join us then. We've heard an interesting array of performers tonight, and we'll have another good lineup for you next week when we come back for the next session of Swing Shift, produced by Media Consultants Limited for Augustana Public Radio. Jazz goes on through the night till 4 a.m., and we'll take a little two-hour tour with Jazz After Hours coming up shortly. So stay tuned to WVIK and enjoy a nice night of jazz for as long as you want to listen. I'm Don Wooten. See you shortly on Jazz After Hours.